Good afternoon. A church has been reduced to ashes as fires swept through San Vicente yesterday. 3,000 hectares have already been destroyed and a local church was burnt to the ground, wiping out a central community landmark. Firefighters battled multiple blazes early yesterday in both León and Asturias, where the shifting winds forced emergency crews to act quickly to stop the flames before controlled burns halted their advance. Authorities estimate that more than 100,000 hectares have been lost in León alone, with damages reaching around €1 billion in the worst fire season on record. A British holidaymaker was left £1,700 poorer after falling prey to an elderly thief using a walking frame in Mallorca. The alleged culprit, believed to be in his 70s, reportedly targeted tourists as they landed at the Palma de Mallorca airport. During the theft, CCTV captured a white-haired man using the seat of his walking frame to conceal his thievery before making a swift exit, his innocent appearance allowing him to slip away unnoticed. The old-timer has earned himself a reputation in the local media, being dubbed the Zimmer Frame Bandit. The alleged thief Thief's reign came to a halt on August 18th, a month after the incident. According to local media, this followed an investigation led by a private security team who identified the man from the CCTV footage. After spotting similar thefts, the airport collaborated with the National Police to track down the suspect, who was subsequently arrested. Officials have yet to reveal the full extent of the pensioner's suspected criminal activities at the airport. A group of non-governmental organisations have called on a Belgian train operator to halt negotiations with CAF on a multi-billion euro order because the Spanish manufacturer is active in the occupied Palestinian territories. The four groups say CAF should be excluded from the tender procedure for bidding to build the new trains because the Basque company has been involved since 2019 in the construction and maintenance of a tram line connecting Jerusalem with illegal Israeli settlements in occupied Palestinian territory. According to the organisations, this is not only unethical, but also contrary to international law. The order for the new trains is worth at least €1.7 billion. In Alicante, the National Police have arrested a 47-year-old man who is the subject of an international arrest warrant for extradition issued by the Algerian authorities for his alleged involvement in kidnapping. The individual was identified by a patrol at a nightclub where officers were undertaking a drug-related control operation. At the time of his detention, the man lacked identification, and it was confirmed that Algeria had been seeking him since October 2013. And the La Liga football club Valencia has drawn nearer to finding a naming rights partner for its upcoming new Mestalla stadium after teaming up with the sports and entertainment consultant Elevate Sports. Clubs receive extra income from selling their stadium name rights to a third party. In Valencia's case, it's part of a wider ploy to generate revenue. Valencia's new stadium has been in the offing for a while after delays. Construction resumed in January for a venue that could host games at the World Cup in 2030. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.